Good evening, with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Government officials say the Cayman Islands faces no immediate risk after a London to Nassau British Airways flight has been held in the Bahamas over a suspected public health concern. Passengers, including Cayman residents and Finance Minister the Honorable Ralston Anglin, are being screened by Bahamian authorities. Cayman's health and broader teams are on alert and in constant communication with officials in the Bahamas. They say they are ready to respond the moment new information becomes available. The public is urged to stay calm, avoid speculation, and rely on official government updates. Stay tuned to Radio Cayman's news as we bring you more on this developing story as it becomes available. Police have charged a 34-year-old Bodentown man following a stabbing in Georgetown on Tuesday. The man faces three offenses: wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, damage to property, and possession of an offensive weapon. Officers responded to a report of an altercation on Breezy Way just before 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Two men known to each other were involved, and one sustained stab wounds to his chest and forearm. A vehicle was also damaged during the incident. The injured man was taken to the Anthony S. Eden Hospital, where he remains in stable condition. The accused appeared in court earlier today and was released on bail on strict conditions, including a curfew between 11 a.m. and 4 a.m., as well as a doorstep condition and weekly reporting to the police station. Police say the investigation is ongoing. It's a green light for the Cayman Sage Conservation Plan. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
During their May 13th meeting, Cabinet approved the Species Conservation Plan for Salvia caymanensis, locally known as Cayman Sage. The Department of Environment launched a public consultation period for the plan back in 2024. Cayman Sage was thought to be extinct until it was rediscovered growing in the road verge on the Queen's Highway in 2007. Although that wild population apparently died out, seeds collected from it and grown in the Botanic Park generated multiple generations in very large numbers, planted in the Botanic Park and elsewhere. At the time, the plan covered things such as cultivation, restoration, monitoring, and habitat protection. Later that year, NCC was asked to submit the amended draft conservation plan, together with copies of all the written objections and representation from the public consultation, to the Ministry for the approval of the Cabinet. The species is classified as critically endangered and is protected under the National Conservation Act as protected at all times. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You can find the conservation plan online at conservation.ky. The opposition is urging changes to the Department of Financial Assistance rules, saying Caymanians who return home after time overseas are being shut out of support when they need it most. On Radio Cayman's For the Record, Deputy Opposition Leader the Honorable Kenneth Bryan said, under the current DFA legislation, those who have been out of the country more than 4 months must wait 8 months before they can get help.
Currently, the legislation that they have now and that they operate from is, if you've been out of the country for more than 4 months, you cannot get assistance from the day of the application for 8 months before you can apply for assistance.
Bryan said he has already seen a returning Caymanian become homeless under that rule and is calling for the waiting period to be cut.
So much so that this person is now homeless because they can't get help. So we're suggesting to change that from 8 months to 3 months, or from 8 months to 4 months.
Red Bay Member of Parliament Mr. Roy Tatum said the change is about giving people who are trying to work a safety net if they still cannot find a job after several months.
The rationale for me why that's important is an individual returning home should be looking to find employment. But if after 3 months or 4 months they're still unable to find a job and they don't have family members to support them, then what do they do?
The opposition says the bill is intended to update the social welfare system to, quote, reflect the times, and the opposition hopes the government will support the amendments. In other local news, Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, will travel to the Bahamas to attend the 28th Caribbean Postal Union Conference and the 21st Council for Ministers of Postal Affairs from May the 25th through the 29th. The meeting, under the theme Leading for Resilience, Transforming Caribbean Post for a Connected Future, will bring together regional ministers, postmasters general, and senior postal administrations to discuss modernizing postal services and strengthening cooperation. Minister DaCosta will serve as a panelist on postal services as critical national infrastructure, focusing on trade facilitation, inclusion, connectivity, policy, and investment. He's expected to showcase Cayman's work on postal modernization and stress the need for deliberate regional cooperation on logistics and cross-border information exchange as government pursues resilient, trusted postal service across all three islands. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News.
As parliamentarians, we need to make sure that when we finalize the terms of reference of this committee, that we send a clear message as to what we want to do.
Members of Parliament approve a private member's motion to set up a financial and economic risk committee. Bodentown MP Chris Saunders tabled the motion, adding he did not want to, quote, create the impression that MPs are moving into the balance sheets of any financial institution.
This committee is about managing the financial and economic risks that is facing all of us, including the financial institutions.
The initial motion suggested the creation of a Financial Services and Banking Oversight Committee. But after Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks' contribution to the debate, the motion was amended to rename the body the Financial and Economic Risk Committee.
It's not necessarily anything wrong with the existing financial services that have been built up. It's more about the health of the future.
No timetable has been presented for the creation of the parliamentary committee, which is set to be chaired by the House Speaker, the Honorable Ezard Miller. SEMA has put local institutions on notice, issuing new instructions tied to the UK's Russia sanctions regime. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
The Cayman Islands Monetary Authority says it has received a new financial sanctions notice from the UK Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, dated May 21st, 2026, and has passed that on to local firms. In its guidance, SEMA tells institutions to check whether they maintain any accounts or hold any funds or economic resources for people named in the updated UK sanctions list. Where they do, those accounts and assets must be frozen. Firms are told not to deal with those funds or make them available directly or indirectly unless they have a license from the governor. SEMA says institutions must report any matches and any information about frozen assets to the Financial Reporting Authority at the sanctions email address using its compliance reporting forms. The notice also sets out steps for when a person is removed from the UK list. Firms are told to verify that the person is no longer subject to an asset freeze, take them off internal sanctions lists, unfreeze assets, reactivate accounts, notify the client, and advise the FRA of the action taken. The regime cited is the Russia sanctions regulations, governing entities the UK says are involved in destabilizing Ukraine. The notice stresses that failing to comply with financial sanctions legislation or trying to get around it is a criminal offense. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Finally, a local musician and teacher hosts a listening party as she releases her latest EP, Beautiful Mistakes. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has this report from the library at the sea.
Surrounded by books, climbing to the ceiling at the lobby bar at the Kempton, where she and her longtime collaborator, Benil Miller, perform every Saturday night, Sophie Nevin welcomed friends and family to hear the five songs that will be featured on her upcoming EP.
Is this your first EP?
This is going to be my second EP, but first proper official EP. We are having the first listening party. We've got some nice fun games, guess the track, and nice treats.
Tell me about the EP.
Complete mixture of genres and just an exploration of all the different sounds and everything I love about music.
to run point of a Sunday.
Are you singing, playing violin? What medium are we doing?
So it's mainly singing. I played a few instruments on the tracks. And
was it produced locally?
It was produced locally, yeah. Benil Miller produced it and also helped me co-songwrite a lot of the songs as well.
And you wrote the songs on this?
Yes, wrote and helped produce, co-produce all the songs.
Can you tell me a little bit about the process of writing?
I'm a complete labour of love. This has probably been in the making for maybe about 2 years unofficially, but probably the past 4 months we've really intensely hit it. So every morning before work we've just been in the studio grinding it out.
From the Library at the Sea, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman newsroom. I'm Jevi Ebanks.